to Sunday Showcase. I'm Damiano Pietropaolo, and it is my pleasure once again to welcome Richard Manette, the Artistic Director of the Stratford Festival of Canada. Hello, Richard.
Good evening, Damiano.
Welcome to week 5 of this year's Stratford Festival series. And tonight, we have a family offering, do we not?
In a sense, we do. The family of Hutts. The Hutt men, William Hutt and Peter Hutt, who are uncle and nephew. And in tonight's production, they play Anton Chekhov and his friend and critic, Savorin.
Now, that would be William Hutt.
Yes. Bill plays the mentor and critic to Peter's ailing and neurotic Chekhov. Actually, this piece was commissioned for the series, especially to showcase the Hutts, and it was written by Jason Sherman and Susan Coyne, who are not Hutts.
Right. And this play takes place on the night of the opening of Chekhov's Seagull, right?
That's correct. Chekhov has left the theater in disgust and throws himself under the blankets in his friend's bedroom, attempting to hide from an audience who he believes hated his play.
And, of course, he was proved wrong because the play turned out to be a masterpiece.
Absolutely. It's also very uncanny to hear the two Hutts together on this. They have a strikingly similar vocal pattern, which is very interesting, though.
A little scary, but let's listen, ladies and gentlemen, William and Peter Hutt with Lucy Peacock in The Old Business, directed for radio by Andre Tarasiuk.
Anton. Antosha. Don't pretend you're not in here. I can see you under the covers. That is you, isn't it? Can't see a damn thing in this light.
Don't turn that light on, for God's sake!
So you are here. Have you been here the whole time?
Leave me alone.
Leave you alone? I've spent half the night looking for you. Worried sick, like everybody else. You left the theater. Nobody saw you. Nobody knew where you were. They all thought the worst. Your sister, sick with worry. Masha, I said, don't worry. He's not the type to do himself in. Isn't that right? Yes, of course that's right. Where the hell have you been, hmm? Anton, answer me. Don't be a child. Pull the covers down and talk to me.
I said I don't want to talk to anybody. Now leave.
Leave? This is my house.
Well, it's my room, so kindly leave it.
So that's how it is, huh?
That's exactly how it is.
Feeling sorry for yourself?
Just let me sleep.
What?
I said
what?
Just let me sleep a little. Alexei!
There's no time for sleep.
Please!
We've got work to do, my boy. We've got to work on your play. We have to get it ready for the next performance. You don't think we're going to give up that easily, do you? Come on, sit up. Have a drink.
No, thanks.
Have a drink.
I can't.
Since when, huh? Now, come on, hop over to the desk.
Alexei, you don't seem to understand something. The author has flopped.
Oh, I see. So you have one lousy performance, huh? And you're ready to call it quits, is that it?
One lousy performance, the greatest fiasco in the history of Russian theater. A disgrace, a humiliation. 500 maggots crawling through my flesh. If I live to be 700, I'll never get to the theater another play. And you can call me a fucking hypocrite if I ever do.
Now, my boy, don't let those cretins get to you. Petersburg came to hate your play, and by God, they succeeded. True, they had a little help. Karpov isn't the worst director in Petersburg. But he's young, after all. Give him another 10 years, and he will be the worst director in Petersburg. Maybe in all of Russia. He's just that ambitious. And the cast? Well, half of them didn't know their parts. And the half that did thought they were acting in some French farce. Not that you could blame them on those hideous sets. The place is a dilapidated country estate, not an antechamber in Versailles. Still, the booing, the hissing, now that was a bit much. You could almost see those boors hugging themselves with glee at the thought that they'd toppled the mighty Chekhov. A shame, really, said one. The fall of a great talent, said another. He's written himself out, said a third, overextended himself. Don't worry about that, anyway. What do you expect from this wretched country? You've had too much success. You're still a young man. Women fall at your feet. And when you're dead, they'll treat you like a god. But for now, you're just a man, so start acting like one.
Alexei, for God's sake!
We've got work to do.
I think I'm getting a fever. I'm hot. I'm cold. I can't get comfortable.
Have a drink, then.
I can't.
Since when?
The old business.
Blood? You see anyone for it? You know. It's a pity you ducked out tonight, after all. It's not every day you have a box seat at a feeding frenzy. God, you should have seen them down there. By the way, did you happen to see Catchy in that low-cut dress? I swear I saw her nipples from the balcony.
Oh, Mark, what a pig.
What's that?
You're a pig.
A man can be a pig in his own house.
Leave me alone. Let me die in peace.
Oh, cheer up, would you? At least you didn't have to sit through it. And afterwards, boredom, decadence. You couldn't pay me to watch that dribble. A whole crowd of them surrounded Karpov, canceling the subscriptions. It was like a scene out of Julius Caesar, the mob descending on Sinner the Poet. It's too bad they didn't kill him. Now look, don't worry about that. Now you just worry about these rewrites. What do you think you're doing?
Leaving.
Leaving? At 2 a.m?
I'm going to Malakhovo.
Now? The first train's not for another 6 hours. What are you going to do, walk?
I'm going back to my farm, do something useful with my life. Raise chickens, feed the hogs. You know, Alexei, I've been elected to the local sanitation council.
No kidding. Congratulations.
Worst night of my life. Talk, 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 talk through the play. Talk, talk, talk.
Truly?
Not one minute into it. Talk, talk, talk. Jabber, jabber, jabber. They came to crucify me.
I'm not arguing with you there, my boy. But that's no reason to run away.
I'm not running.
You're always running. Christ, you didn't stick around to watch your own play.
How could I?
Same way I did. Sit there and take it. Instead of bolting like some frightened little girl.
I did not bolt.
You left after the first act.
I went to one of the dressing rooms.
You didn't watch.
I listened. They booed Alexei. They hissed. They laughed.
Well, there are worse things.
At the moment, this tops the list.
Have a drink.
I can't drink. I'm sick. Everything hurts. I think I'm getting a fever.
Then go back to bed. So you spent the next 3 acts in the dressing room?
What? Yes.
Whose?
Whose? Who knows?
Were you alone?
Yes. No, I don't remember.
So you just sat there for 3 acts?
Yes.
And when the play was over, what then? Where did you go? Everyone said you ran away.
I can't remember. All I know is the door opened, someone came in, and then I, yes, bolted.
Who was it?
No idea. I didn't look back. Just ran into the streets. I had to get out of there.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere. I wandered.
Where did you wander to?
What does it matter?
It matters to me.
The peripheral canal.
You think about jumping?
Cross my mind.
You're not capable. Where did you go next?
Leave me alone.
Where did you go?
What does it matter?
It matters because I spent 3 goddamn hours on those freezing streets looking for you, calling your name like some lovesick schoolgirl. I went to all the old places. You weren't in any of them. So satisfy my curiosity and tell me where the hell you hold up.
Romanovs.
Romanovs?
I was hungry.
I see. So while I nearly froze to death looking for you, you were snug and warm and wolfing down oysters.
Look, I never asked you to look for me.
Your sister did. Your Lika did. Your friends and family and lovers did. Where's Antosha? Go and find him, Alexei. Go and find him before he does something foolish.
I did do something foolish. I wrote a play and opened it in Petersburg.
Well, have a nice trip. The house is swarming with people. Well-wishers. Been arriving by the dozens over the last half hour. Lika's down there. Why don't you go and talk to her? 2 hours she waited for you at the Angleterre, but you never showed. I popped in there myself on my sojourn. Found her sitting alone in tears. Care to guess why?
No oysters?
You really are a cold fish, aren't you, Antonio? She was in tears because she'd just been humiliated on stage by you.
What are you talking about?
But don't pretend not to know what I'm talking about. Your seagull. You might as well have called it humiliating scene from the lives of my friends.
Not this again.
Come on, Anton. Everything that happens to your Nina has already happened to your Lika. I watched her from the balcony. Her face, white as a sheet. All around her, people were whispering, pointing, laughing. How could you do that to the poor girl? You invite her to your opening? You don't bother to let her read the play? You don't even tell her what it's about? And you let her just sit there and shrivel and... instead of having the decency to look her in the eye. And afterwards, you run away. Are you really that cold? Or do you just have no idea what it is you do to people? What?
Nothing. Just the old business.
Well, you know what this is.
Bronchitis.
Don't be an idiot.
Congestion.
Stop it.
Hubris.
Hemorrhages?
Nothing.
Why did you see a doctor?
I did. Name of Anton Chekhov. Perhaps you've heard of him. He gave up playwriting to become a country doctor.
Mm-hmm. And what did he tell you, this doctor?
Not to worry. I'd be dead in 10 years. After tonight, that seems like a very long time. Nina isn't Lika.
I can't tell if you're a liar or a hypocrite.
I'm a writer. I invent. I make things up. If you were a writer, you'd understand. Look, it's not my job to explain what I do. I write it. You draw your own conclusions.
But there's the problem. There are no conclusions. I mean, what are we supposed to feel at the end? What are we supposed to think?
It's not my job to tell you what to think.
Well, what are we supposed to leave with, for Christ's sake?
Your hat and coat.
Would you just stop being clever?
I was trying to be serious. But that's my problem. I try to be serious, and people laugh. I try to be funny, and people take me seriously.
Yeah, that is your problem. You told everyone you'd written a comedy. But a comedy is supposed to make you laugh. Seems like a golden rule, doesn't it? Comedy, funny. Tragedy, not funny. Seagull, neither.
Look.
You used to be quite good at it. Comedy. Those vaudevilles, for example, those were funny. I know you held your nose when you wrote them, but still, they paid their way, and people liked them. But this play's so sad. I've never seen a sadder play. And you end it with a young man committing suicide off stage. Oh.
Why can't a comedy end with an offstage suicide?
I don't know. Read Aristotle. My point is, there's nothing in the play to guide us to, no clue that would help us to make sense of...
Alexei, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that the play doesn't work.
Doesn't work?
Not as it stands, no.
You said yourself that they all came to hate it.
True, but it has problems.
I don't want to hear this.
You never want to hear this. Fine, run away. In the morning, I'll give the changes to the...
Changes?
Yes, to the cast. And, yes, changes. I've got money in this play and 8 more performances to make it back.
Changes to the play?
To the production and the play.
Why didn't you tell me 6 months ago when you read it?
I tried to tell you. You wouldn't listen. Besides, 6 months ago, I hadn't seen it.
I see. All right, Alexei. Would you like to tell me what's wrong with my play?
Forget it.
No, tell me. I'm listening.
Not now.
Yes, now.
You're in no condition.
To hell with my condition. What's wrong with the play?
The end.
The
end. Which is to say, you haven't got one. I mean, it ends, but there's no ending. The last line of the play, the fact is he shot himself. Curtain. We never get to see the moment after. There's no payoff. No wonder people laughed.
It's not too big a jump. I could aim for the snowbank.
Why did you end it like that? No one's learned anything. No one changes. You haven't done your job.
It's easy to write a play, isn't it?
No.
No, no. It's very easy. Must be, otherwise how could so many people know how to do it? Just do this. All you need to do is cut that, change this. Easy. You know what I'd like? I'd like it if everyone in the world would sit down together and write a play. And you know what I'd do? I'd buy a box all to myself. On opening night, I'd sit there, I'd laugh, I'd boo, I'd hiss. I'd say, rubbish, dribble. You call that an ending? Don't talk to me about endings. Don't talk to me about my job. My job is to be talented. That is to know how to distinguish what's important from what's unimportant. To put my characters in their proper light and have them speak their own language. Everyone should speak their own language, don't you think, Alexei?
Meaning what?
Meaning what I said.
You never mean what you say. Say what you mean for once. Look me in the eye and tell me what you mean.
I mean, you wanted to find me tonight because you wanted to look into my face. You didn't come up here to talk about changes. If you wanted to make changes, you would have done it 6 months ago. And you didn't come up here to weep over that poor Lika Mizanova. Since when have you given two shits about her? You hated her from the beginning. The only reason you chased around Petersburg looking for me because you wanted to look at my face and see failure. You wanted to see me fail. Like all the rest. To see me fail.
How dare you? How dare you suggest that after everything I've done for you? Who was it that took you from some poor underpaid provincial hack, made you one of the highest paid writers in Russia? Who was it that put you up for the Pushkin Prize? Who was it that defended you before the censors? Who was it that risked his own reputation, his own friendships, his own station, to see to it that you were protected and published and adored? How dare you say a thing like that? In my own house. I won't be accused of, I won't. I'll tell you why I had to find you. I didn't come up here to look into your face. I came up here to make you look into my face. To look into the face of the one you betrayed.
Betrayed? What do you mean?
So you want to show people in their proper light, is that it? Well, that explains everything. That explains how you could take the fact of my dear son's suicide and turn it into the stuff of comedy. Funny.
Alexei.
That explains how you could show the young man's mother being completely indifferent to her son's dreams, to her son's suffering. Funny.
Alexei.
It explains how you could make a parent look heartless, ridiculous, petty. Funny. 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 But if you won't change it, then I will. You think I don't know how to write? I was writing when your father was selling rancid oil from a filthy little shop 400 miles from nowhere. I not only know how to write, I know what to write. And that's what I'm going to do. With your help or without it. I could have been a great writer, better than you. A Schopenhauer, Dostoevsky. Do you hear me? Do you? You son of a bitch. Do you know where I ended up tonight when I was out looking for you? At the graveyard. At the grave of my dear Volodya. My son. My dear, talented son. The day after we buried him, I finally read his play. And I'll tell you something. It was good. So moving. So original. So beautiful. He would have been a great writer. I'm convinced of that. I'm really convinced of that. The boy had a gift, and I didn't see it. He so much wanted me to... They laughed, Anton. The audience. They laughed.
Alexei, I can't help you.
No. That's the thing of it. Get some sleep.
God damn it! God damn it!
Get up.
Lika.
Get up.
Oh, God, not another scene. How did you get in?
Through the window. I've been waiting for Savarin to leave. Waiting in the freezing cold. We have business.
Business? Look.
Quiet.
I don't feel well. I'm sick.
Yes, you are. You're sick. Only a sick mind could do a thing like that.
Look, the reason I didn't meet you at Angleterre...
I said quiet. Pick it up.
What is this?
It's your play. Pick it up. You're going to make some changes.
For God's sake.
I brought a gun. Do you think I'm joking? I'm not joking. Damn it. Where is it?
Lika.
I'm sure I packed it. Aha.
Lika, is that...
Yes, it is. And I'm pointing it right at the hole where your heart should be. Now pick up that manuscript.
Would you put that down?
Pick it up. I swear to God I'll shoot you. I will. Turn to Act 4. Just before my entrance.
Your entrance?
Mine. Yes, mine. Everything that happens to Nina. You stupid little son of a shopkeeper. You didn't even bother to disguise my name.
Nina?
Yes, Nina.
Doesn't sound remotely like Lika.
Oh, no? Say it. Nina, Lika, Nina, Lika. Nina, Lika, you see? Exactly the same. All right. Read it.
Read it?
Yes, from where it's marked.
Look, what's all this about?
You don't get to ask questions. Just read.
Can't see.
Turn the light on. You cut your hair?
Yes, just today.
That's nice. Read.
Alexei will be back any moment.
Good, I'll have two targets. Go on, from where the doctor asks Kostya about me. I'm waiting.
By the way, where is she now? How is she getting on? All right, I suppose. I was told she'd been leading a rather peculiar life. What could that mean? It's a long story, Doctor. Well, you can make it short.
Go on.
There's a pause.
To hell with your pauses. Read.
She ran away from home and had an affair with Trigorin. You knew that, didn't you? Yes, I knew that. She had a child.
There's no pause there, Anton.
No.
Read it.
She had a child. The child died. Trigorin got tired of her and resumed his former attachments, as might have been expected. In fact...
That's enough. That's plenty. How could you? Monster. Monster.
This isn't you.
Liar.
It's...
She wants to be an actress and fails. Just like me. She falls in love with a writer. Just like me. She falls in love with another writer, has a child with him, is abandoned by him. Me. There's only one difference. My child is alive, but you, monster, you write, the child died. Pick up that pen. Cross out the line, the baby died. Do it. The one thing I have left, my child, and you take that away from me too. Well, I'm not going to let you. Cross out the line. Sign it.
Now what?
Now I shoot myself. Aren't you going to do something? You knew.
It's a prop. We used it last season in the bear. Oh. Besides, a lady never shoots herself. A lady takes poison.
You can't imagine what it's like to know you are acting badly, to have no idea what to do with your hands, how to stand on stage, how to control your voice. Lovely. Very nice. Well put. Word for word, what I wrote you that time from Kharkov.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Jerk!
Ow!
Stupid!
Bastard! Ow!
Help me! Please! Say something. I'm so confused. I don't know how to. I don't know what to think. Am I Nina? Tell me. Oh. I've missed you so much. And you say?
I'm going to Melikova tomorrow. I need to get away from here.
Of course. Alone?
No. The pigs and the hens will be there. And my sister. Mother, Misha, and one or more of his friends, Alexander and his brood. And there's always a steady stream of patients from the village. Little old babushkas with their decrepit husbands, young wives with broken wrists, children with